Chapter 26. Gun never wavering from Remy's head, Bianco stared at Sam with a smug barracuda's grin. The headlights went dark. Sam looked back toward the gate and could see two figures walking toward him. Behind them, the dark outline of an SUV. "Remy, are you okay?" Sam called over his shoulder. "Shut up," Bianco barked. Sam ignored him. "Remy? I'm okay." Kolkoff walked up through the knee-high weeds and stopped 10 feet away. To his right, Mustache held a scoped hunting rifle at his shoulder, its muzzle level with Sam's chest. "You're armed, I assume," Kolkoff said.
"Seemed the prudent thing to do," Sam replied.
"Very carefully, Mr. Fargo. Let's have it."
Sam slowly pulled the Luger from his pocket and dropped it on the ground between them. Kolkoff looked around.
"Where's Cipriani?"
"Hog-tied and gagged in his barn," Sam lied. "After a little coaxing, he told us about your partnership."
"Too bad for him. At any rate, here we are. Give me the book."
"First, call off Bianco."
"You have no leverage. Give me the book, or at the count of three, I'll order Bianco to shoot her. Then my friend here will shoot you, and we'll take the book."
10 feet behind and to Kolkoff's left, a shadowed figure rose from the weeds alongside another crypt and started creeping forward. Sam kept his eyes fixed on Kolkoff.
"How do I know you won't shoot us once you have the book?"
"You don't," said Kolkoff. "As I said, you've got no leverage."
The figure stopped just beyond arm's reach behind the Russian. Sam smiled, shrugged.
"I have to disagree."
"What exactly is that supposed to mean?"
"I think he's referring to me," Umberto said.
Kolkoff tensed, but didn't move a muscle. Mustache, however, started to spin toward Umberto, who barked,
"He moves another inch, and it'll be my pleasure to shoot you, Kolkoff."
"Stop!"
the Russian ordered. Mustache froze. Umberto said,
"Sorry for the disappearing act, Sam. I saw them pulling in and only had a moment to decide."
"You're forgiven," Sam replied. Then to Kolkoff, "Tell Bianco to give Remy the gun and join us." Kolkoff hesitated. Sam could see the muscles in his jaw pulsing.
"I won't ask again," Sam said. "Bianco, give her the gun and climb over the fence."
Bianco shouted something. While Sam's Italian consisted of little more than simple greetings, he felt certain his response was either scatological or carnal in nature, or both.
"Bianco, no!"
Without turning, Sam called over his shoulder,
"Remy? I've got the gun. He's climbing over the fence now.
Kolkoff, tell your mustachioed friend to take his rifle by the barrel and toss it over the fence into the trees."
Kolkoff gave the order, and the man complied. Bianco appeared on Sam's left and walked around to join Kolkoff and Mustache.
"Now you," Sam told Kolkoff.
"I'm not armed."
"Show me."
Kolkoff took off his jacket, turned it inside out, gave it a shake, then dropped it on the ground.
"Shirt."
Kolkoff pulled his shirt tails from his waistband and slowly spun in a circle. Sam nodded at Umberto, who circled around Kolkoff and backed across the open space, stopping to retrieve the Luger, which he handed over to Sam.
"Stronzo!" Bianco barked.
"What did he say?" Sam asked.
"He seems to think my mother and father were not married when I was born." "I will kill you," Bianco spat. "And your wife."
"Shut up."
"Now I recognize that one. The one with the mustache."
"Who is he?"
"A nobody. He's a petty thief, a thug."
Umberto called to the man.
"I know who you are. If I see you again, I'll cut off your nose."
Sam said, "Kolkoff, here's how this is going to work. You're all going to lie on the ground, and we're going to leave. If you follow us, I'll burn the book."
"You're lying. You won't do that."
"Bad gamble. To save our lives, I'll do it without a second thought. It was a lie, of course, and Sam knew that Kolkoff knew it too, but he was hoping to plant even a slight seed of doubt, enough to buy them some running room. He'd considered other options, tie them up, disable their vehicle, call the police, but his every instinct was telling him to put as much distance as possible between themselves and Kolkoff, and to do it as quickly as possible. And were he a different man, there would be a fourth option. Kill them right now. But he wasn't that kind of man and didn't want cold-blooded murder on his conscience. Kolkoff was a superbly trained soldier who knew more ways to kill than most chefs had recipes. Every minute he, Remy, and Umberto spent around these men increased the chances of the tables being turned.
"You won't get off the island," Kolkoff growled, lying down.
"Maybe, but we're going to give it the old college try.
Even if you do, I'll find you again."
"That's a bridge we'll cross when we get there."
Umberto said, "Sam, a favor, if I might. I'd like to take Bianco along with us. I'll make sure he's no trouble."
"Why?"
"Let me worry about that."
Sam considered this, then nodded.
"Let's go," Umberto ordered Bianco. "Hands up!"
Under Umberto's gun, Bianco started walking toward the fence. Once they were over it and standing beside the car, Umberto plucked Bianco's handcuffs from his belt, secured them around his wrists, frisked him, then shoved him in the back seat and climbed in behind him. Remy started the car, then opened the door for Sam and slid over to the passenger seat. Sam got in the car, put it in gear, turned around, and headed around the fence toward the main road.
"How long do you think they'll wait?" Remy asked.
Sam glanced out the side window. Kolkoff and Mustache were already on their feet and running back through the graveyard.
"About 5 seconds," he said, and stepped on the accelerator.